学习《传道书》的第二章。
Let's continue studying Ecclesiastes chapter 2。
传道书第二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2。
本来这个安排表是十二节，其实只有十节哈，十节课。
In the schedule originally there were 12 sessions allocated to Ecclesiastes, but in actuality we will have 10.
应该一节要上一章多一点。
So the math says that we should study at least a chapter and a little more each session.
不过这个里面的道理哈，如果有时候有一节。有些啊，一节就可以讲一个小时。
But sometimes just a verse can take an hour to explain fully.
不过我们还是进度赶一赶哈。
Nonetheless, we'll try to keep up and be on schedule.
另外我想提醒我们一个观念，就是虽然我们一开始讲这个传道书的道理是人生的虚空。
I'd like to bring up the idea that although what we talk about is the vanity of life.
以前有人听了道理以后说啊，人生既然是虚空的，那读书也没有用呢。
So some people might think if life is vanity, then why study, for example?
有些小孩子啊。道理没有听清楚回去不读书。
Some children who misunderstood the truth of Ecclesiastes go home and just slack off without studying.
不做工作了。
Some people decide not to work anymore.
像有些教会说耶稣快来了。
Like some churches say Jesus is coming.
就把书业结束掉，财产变卖掉。
So they quit their job, sell everything they have.
跑到那个山上在那边等。
And go to the mountains, awaiting the arrival of the Lord.
韩国的一些牧师曾经这样做。
And some Korean pastors actually did this.
说很多信徒啊，都跑到山上在那边等。
And many of their members went to the mountains to wait for the coming of the Lord.
他们所讲的时间耶稣没有来。
And Jesus actually didn't come when the time that they expected.
他们的财产都被那个牧师拿去了。
And what happens is that all their wealth, their money was taken by the pastor, and he was actually put to prison because of that.
圣经里面没有教我们不要工作，不要读书，没有这样的道理。
The Bible never tells us not to study, not to work.
我们基督徒的观念是很积极的。
Our Christian attitude is very positive and active.
要做我们该做的事。
We need to fulfill our responsibilities.
一直做到主耶稣来。
And do it until the Lord comes.
这是圣经里面的观念。
This is the notion that the Bible gives us.
所以趁着白昼你可以做工的，你要尽本分做你该做的事情。
And so grasp a hold of the opportunity during the day to do your work.
所以不能够厌世，也不能够说不工作。
And therefore, we cannot just remain idle without working.
所以对圣经的道理不要误解。
Therefore, let us not misunderstand what the Bible is trying to tell us.
我们看第二章。
Chapter 2.
第一章的后面所罗门王他是追求智慧。
In the end of chapter 1, we see the Solomon pursues wisdom.
这也是一般人一般世人都在追求的几样东西。
These are the things that people in the world try to acquire for themselves.
追求智慧，追求财富，追求地位，追求享乐。
And they pursue enjoyment, the money of this life, a name for themselves, riches and wisdom.
但是所罗门这些东西他都追求过了。
But Solomon actually did all of this.
所以在第一章他就先讲结论。入光之下是虚空的。
Therefore, he moves the conclusion up to chapter 1, saying that life is vanity.
虽然他得到大智慧但是最后的结果增加智慧，增加忧伤。
Although he was gifted with great wisdom, his conclusion is much wisdom is much grief.
第二章就开始谈到他追求享乐。
In chapter 2, we see how he seeks enjoyment.
当然他这个享乐怎么追求的过程就在这里。
And the method by which he procured this pleasure is recorded here.
我们看二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
二章一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
我心里说，来吧，我以喜乐试试你，你好享福，谁知这也是虚空。第二节。
2.
我只喜笑说这是狂妄，论喜乐说有何功效呢？第三节。
3.
我心里查究如何用酒使我肉体舒畅，我心 且能以智慧引导我，我哎，我又如何持住愚昧？等我看明世人在天下一生啊，当行何事为美？所以他在追求是说，人生啊，要怎么做才是最好的、最美的事情
？What Solomon was looking for is what to do in life so that it can become something lasting and beautiful.
所以他开始啊，追求享乐。
So in the beginning, he sought pleasure.
那这个享乐当中啊，它有两个，一个是喜乐，一个是喜笑。
There are two sort of pleasures. One is laughter, and the other one is madness.
那这个喜乐就是说比较有节制，比较理性一点啊。
The joy, the first most is the one that is more logical and controlled.
一些欢乐的节目活动。
And for example, entertainment or things that bring us happiness.
算是比较正常的一些娱乐活动啊。
What we normally colloquially refer to as entertainment.
还有这种喜乐啊，来试试看是不是能够让我得到快乐。
He tested whether this sort of entertainment could fulfill his heart and give him
happiness. 另外一个叫做喜笑。
The other one is pleasure.
那这个喜笑就是比较不是很理智的。
Or rather laughter, which is beyond what is considered logical.
狂欢作乐放纵。有一种追求那个感官上的一种满足了。
To go mad with having fun and stimulating the senses.
所以他说，有时候用一些喜乐的事情欢乐的节目来看看能不能让自己的心灵得到满足。
So first he tests himself with mirth, with a more so milder form of entertainment to try to fulfill his heart.
有时候是狂欢作乐。
But sometimes he enjoyed pleasure without any control.
那他说他还是第三节说有时候用酒让自己畅快，就是饮酒作乐的意思了。
Verse 3, he says that he gratifies his flesh with wine.
但是还是希望说能够有一点智慧不要太过分。
But he still wanted to preserve some of his wisdom and not go overboard.
他明明知道这种放纵作乐这一种是不对的。
He actually knew from the beginning that this is not right.
但是他还是说坚持除住愚昧。
But he
就是坚持还是做做看，试试看。
When he says he laid hold of folly, it means that he pressured himself to go forward and try it.
目的就是要早早看是不是能够真正让人生得到喜乐、满足的一些方法。
The purpose being that this might be the way to find a fulfillment and enjoyment in this life.
就是所罗门的追求
This is what Solomon was looking after.
真的有时候狂欢，有时候纵欲的一种快乐。
And this is the madness that one that can be found through enjoyment.
又想要说控制自己不要太过分。
But at the same time, he wanted to restrain himself and not go overboard.
事实上我们人有时候好像野马一样，你要控制有时候是很难的。
Many times, people are like wild horses; they cannot be restrained.
我们没有办法说我。喝酒就喝一段放纵就放纵到什么样的地步就好了。
This individually speaking, we cannot control, for example, how much we drink or how much we indulge ourselves in pleasure.
事实上，有时候放纵欢乐有时候没有办法节制。
Sometimes when we enjoy pleasure, we cannot find a way to exercise self-control.
有时候借酒想要浇愁会造成更大的愁苦。
Some people wanting to quench their afflictions with alcohol cause more harm to themselves.
我在神学院的时候有一个同学。
In TTP, I had a colleague.
叫张永生他是一个山地的弟兄。
His name is 张永生 and he comes from the region of mountains in Taiwan.
他爸爸是一个执事。
His father was a deacon.
他们家是从他的祖父开始来信主。
And his family came to believe in Christ through his grandfather.
有一次我们教会的传道人到他们村庄去布道。
And there was a time when our preachers went to their town in the mountains to preach.
因为他的祖父是那个部落的，好像酋长一样首领呢。
At that time, grandfather of this pastor was the leader of their tribe.
坐在那个 聚会的地方，坐在后面听到的。
He was sitting at the back of the room in which they were listening to the gospel.
听完以后在那边大哭。
And after the service, he began crying loudly.
因为听到了以后受感动。
Because he was moved by the word.
他觉得说啊，他以前啊做了很多不好的事。
He saw the many bad things he had done in life.
放纵犯罪啊。
To let loose of his desires and of sin.
后来传道人跟他讲说啊，那是过去你不认识耶稣的时候做的。
The preacher comforted him, saying that you did when you didn't know Jesus.
那你现在听到道理了，啊，你就悔改。
But now that you know the truth, please repent.
啊，信主受洗，你过去的过犯呢，啊，就主耶稣把你赦免掉了。
If you believe and are baptized, then your sins shall be forgiven by Jesus.
后来他就信主了。
And so he came to believe.
他信主了，又把以前那个喝酒的那个习惯就戒掉了。
And he managed to get rid of the habit of drinking.
我们知道以前呢，台湾的山地人啊，喝酒啊，以后啊，常常闹事。
It is quite well known that when the people in the mountainous areas of Taiwan drink, they cannot control themselves.
他说我们教会刚刚传到山地的时候啊。
So when our church was preached to these areas,
啊，他们就问说可以不可以喝酒？
The members there asked, "Can we drink?"
啊，传道跟他讲，一点点嘛，一点点呐。
The preacher said, "Just a little."
他们说啊，我们不晓得什么叫一点点呢。
They said, "I don't know what that means."
到时一瓶还是一桶啊
？Is this a whole jar?
啊，后来教会就开会说不可以。
But then the church decided to keep the matter simple and said, you cannot drink.
你跟他讲说不可以喝酒，他听得懂。
If you say you cannot drink, they understand.
你跟他讲一点点，他不知道。
If you say a little, they don't know what that means.
哦，啊，后来他们就禁酒了，啊，就不闹事了。
So they ended up abstaining from alcohol and everything was peaceful.
而且我的村庄啊，整个都是我们信徒哦。那个派出所啊，警察没有诉讼，啊，派出所就撤销了。
Some of the villages became 100% membership of TJC, and because of that, their police station ran out of business and it was closed down.
啊，我说这个张传道的祖父啊
，the grandfather of this
信主以后也是啊，信主以后爱戒酒。
Of this preacher, Tang also kicked his habit of
drinking. 啊，有一段时间呢，相当好。
And one period of time, the situation was good.
后来有一次到他女儿家。
Then when he went to his daughter's house.
女儿就是刚好生小孩嘛。
And the daughter just had a child.
还要吃那个麻油鸡酒。
And they had a sort of a drunken chicken.
哦，又去闻到那个酒味。
And he smelled the aroma of alcohol.
又开始喝酒了。
So he began to drink again.
哇，越喝越大。
And he drank more and more.
他的儿子啊，就是这个张传道的爸爸，是一个教会主事。
And his son, a deacon of our church.
一直想说，爸爸现在怎么又开始喝酒了
？He wondered why his father started drinking again.
啊，因为我们知道酒后啊，有时候就会失掉理智。
Sometimes we know that much alcohol makes it lose control.
哇，他就感到很困扰啊，一直劝他你不要喝酒了。
So the son, the deacon, felt very troubled. He didn't know how to convince his father not to drink, but the father would not listen.
后来他就为他祷告，奉主耶稣圣名为他赶鬼啊。
So then, after having prayed, the deacon cast out Satan in the name of Jesus Christ.
他真的把那个酒鬼赶走啊，他才醒过来。
And this drunken demon was cast out, and the father awoke from the possession.
所以有时候这种放纵啊，不是说啊，我可以控制自己。事实上，人的那个意志力啊，能够节制很难。
So sometimes when we want to indulge ourselves just a little, it is not as simple as that because our determination is not that strong.
那所以所罗门说啊，我虽然呢 放纵一点呐、啊，但是我还是。用智慧来控制自己。
And Solomon said, although I indulge myself, I still retain wisdom.
事实上啊，我们看到最后所罗门失败了。
But in reality, in the end, we know that he failed.
啊，所以我们不要想说啊，那个放纵的事情，还要想要去试试看。
So let us not want to try the things that seem to be very exciting.
我们看二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
他说：“我为自己动大工程，建造房屋，栽种葡萄园。”第五节
，five，
修造园六，在其中啊，栽种各样的果木树。第六节
，six，
挖造水族，用以浇灌嫩小的树木。好、哦，这里讲到所罗门啊，他就开始啊，建造房屋，其实是。建造宫殿，还有很多的那个啊， 大的建筑啊，不是普通的房子啊。
Here says that he built houses for himself, but that's not it. He also built many gardens and great structures for himself.
那一开始建圣殿花了七年呢、啊。
He used 7 years to build the temple.
后来盖王宫啊，盖十三年。
But he used 13 years to build his own palace.
那除了王宫以外啊，他还盖黎巴嫩的林宫。
Also, apart from the palace,
像一个避暑的地方,
he built like a sort of summer house in Lebanon.
还有审判的廊殿,
and also the house of judgment.
还有啊，为他的王后啊，法老女儿啊，盖了一个宫殿。
And for the queen, the daughter of the pharaoh, he also built a separate palace.
所以他建造了很多很多的建筑啊。
So he built many, many structures.
啊，不是普通的房屋啊，是重大工程。
Not just a small house, but a great architectural work.
这个房子旁边啊，都有很大的庭园啊，啊，种很多的啊果树。
Next to the houses were many vineyards and gardens.
还有。挖造水池啊，来浇灌这些啊啊花卉啦，或者是这些果树。
And for the gardens and the trees and the flowers, water pools were constructed nearby.
啊，虽然他希望说用这个宫殿呐、啊，啊这个果园呐、啊，啊花草啦，这个庭园呐、啊，来使自己得满足。
He wanted to see if he could be satisfied with seeing the beauty of these gardens, the flowers and the trees and the fruit.
那有的人呢、啊，在描写说，其实啊，他这个也没有办法让自己心里得满足。
Some people say that in the end, this was no good either.
说这个富丽堂皇的宫殿呐、啊，没有办法成为生命的保障。
Because the luxury of a palace cannot become guarantee of life.
他说香甜多汁的果实啊，没有办法疏解生命的干渴。
And the trees and the fresh fruit cannot quench the thirst of life.
他说鲜艳的花朵啊，没有办法增添生命的色彩。
The beauty of the flowers cannot add color to life.
他说因为这个晚年啊，所罗门离开神。
In his old age, Solomon forsook
God. 所以他一切的劳碌最后都是。没有意义了。
So all his efforts became meaningless and vanity.
所以人如果没有神哦，不管你多大的富足享乐，最后的结果都是零。
And therefore, without God, no matter what you accomplish and how much you enjoy yourself, in the end, you are nothing.
接下来他说买了很多的仆婢，也有生在家中的仆婢。
Then he says, I acquired male and female servants.
也有很多的牛群、羊群呢，胜过以前的。
And he also had a greater possession of herds and flock more than anyone else.
积蓄了很多的金银财宝。
He also accumulated silver and gold.
很多的歌唱的男女。
Male and female singers.
也娶了很多的妃嫔。
And also many concubines.
所以因为他的当时的国势安定哦，所以他权势很大。所以一直的尽情享乐。
At that time, the kingdom was at peace, and he had much power, so he decided to enjoy himself as much as possible.
所以所罗门的王国其实是他的父亲啊，大卫王打下来的。
And the peace attained during the reign of Solomon was actually achieved by his father David.
大卫啊，做王的时候到处征战，一直得胜。
When David was king, he battled all over the place and gained victories.
所以圣经里面说他的地狱啊，从这个他的。国土啊，从埃及小河一直到伯拉大河，到幼发大底河。
Therefore, the kingdom of David is described to encompass from Egypt to the Euphrates.
这个是神应许给以色列人的土地。
This is the promised land that God gave the Israelites.
但实际上啊，只有大卫王国的时候才得到这一块地。
But throughout history, only in the kingdom of David, this land in its entirety belonged to David.
所罗门呐、啊，做王的时候就是继承啊这么大的一块土地。
When Solomon rose to power, he just inherited all that legacy.
但是你看、啊、所罗门晚年的时候啊
，But in his old age,
可能那个西南啊推罗王啊帮他。建筑啊，给他很多东西，他没有钱付啊，就割土地，割了13个城给那个 推罗王啊。
Maybe because Troy and King built things for him and he didn't have enough money to pay, he cut a piece of his territory as payment.
当然后来的以色列国啊，他们势力也就慢慢越来越小了。
And gradually the influence and possession of land of the Israelites decreased.
尤其所罗门的儿子罗伯安的时候，王国就分裂了。
And in, during the time of Solomon's son Roboam, the kingdom actually split.
所罗门的时候是国数最强盛啊。他权势最大的时候
，During the time of Solomon, it was when Israel was at its apex in terms of domination.
列国都来向他进贡啊，还带了很多的财宝来给他。
The neighboring nations brought treasures in order to pay tribute to him.
那这里讲到说，他有很多的仆婢啊，供他使饭。
We are told that there were many male and female servants.
包括各样的那个原来的迦南人都来啊，很多人啊来帮他。使唤让他用
，including the Canaanites who dwell in that land originally.
他建筑工程的光督工就有五百多人哦。
He had just 500 people to oversee all his buildings.
建圣殿的时候，你看动用几十万人。
When he erected the temple, he used tens of thousands of people.
他在那个宴客的时候啊，排场很大。
And during his banquets, there were many, many attendees.
四八女人说看的都花朵啊。神不守舍啊
The Queen of Sheba trembled at such sight.
就是所罗门呢，仆婢相当多。
So Solomon indeed had many, many servants.
尤其羊群也很多。
Also many herds and flocks.
他光那个献殿的时候啊，就用了22,000只的牛。
During the dedication of the temple, 22,000 calves were used.
羊啊，12,000只。
And for sheep, the number is 120,000. It is that many animals which were sacrificed during the dedication of the temple.
每天要杀牛30只.
Each day he would slaughter 30 calves.
羊要吃100只.
And 100 sheep.
当然还有很多很多其他的动物，很多的食物。
And also you can guess that there are many other animals and other food.
他那个牛羊啊，真的相当多。
So he had indeed many herds and flocks.
再来说金银财宝。
Also we see verse 8, silver and gold.
每年的进项是666 talents.
The amount to be paid to his government was 660 talents.
一个他连德是34公斤。
One talent. And it's 34 kilograms.
大概一年的金子就有20,000多公斤了。
So a year, his amount of gold increased by 20,000 kilograms.
我们在美国算了，说大概将近50,000磅。
And this will be approximately 5,000 pounds.
他有船到南非的地方印金子，印各样的稀奇的一些珍宝野兽
Excuse me, 50,000 pounds. And all over the world, he would send his ships to gather precious stones and precious gems.
除了这个唱歌的男女，他说有娶了1,000个妃嫔。
And apart from these male and female singers, he had 1,000 concubines.
雅歌第六章里面谈到说有60个王后，80个妃嫔呢。
In Song of Solomon, There are mentioned 60 queens and 80 concubines.
可能是他比较年轻的时候
Maybe it is when he was younger.
但是到最后他娶了700个妃300个嫔妃嫔也就是说除了法老女儿以外又娶了1,000个女人
And that might have been when he was young, but as time went by, in the end, he had for himself 1,000 concubines and mistresses.
所以他说他的昌盛是胜过以前的众人。
His wealth surpassed everyone before him.
享尽人生的荣华富贵。
And he experienced the glory and the luxury that this life can bring.
眼睛所看的没有一件留下来不给自己的。
He did not withhold his eyes of anything that he could think.
心里想要的没有一样得不到的。
Nor did he restrain the desire of his heart.
但后来看到他所一切的享乐所虚空捕风
Then when he looked at his work as an enjoyment, the result is vanity and emptiness.
所以接下来他会说那得到那么多财物不过让你眼睛看一看而已啦。
So in the end, he concludes that all this world is for your eyes to see a moment.
他虽然娶了一千个太太，
although he had 1,000 concubines,
他后来很感叹说，我这一千个男人，我可以找到一个正族人。
He says that he said I can find one righteous among 1,000 men.
但是一千个女人里面我找不到一个。
But among 1,000 women, I cannot find one that is righteous.
所以有的人说啊，如果能够满足的话，娶一个太太就很满意了。
But some people say if you seek satisfaction, one wife is enough.
你如果是啊那个不满足的话。
If you are unsatisfied,
娶一千个太太还是不能够满意啊。
If you are already unsatisfied, 1,000 wives cannot please you either.
那所以一时的快乐，但是呢，最后还是感到虚空。
Therefore, a moment of joy in the end brought about vanity.
所罗门的一生哦，有人这样形容说啊。
Some people
describe, 他每天忙着宴客、哦、
Some people describe Solomon's life as entertaining guests constantly.
他每年忙着盖房子
and just building infinitely.
他一生啊当中啊忙着娶太太
and also marrying without end.
他就是所罗门的一生了、啊。
This is more or less Solomon's life summarized.
啊，但是最后的结果还是空空。
But in the end, it's all grasping of the wind.
所以我们看到说很有成就的一些什么企业家什么。伟人啊，但最后你如果没有神，还是空的。
So when we think about people who achieve much, such as entrepreneurs or businessmen, without God, in the end, it's nothing.
我们看二章十二节。
Let's see chapter 2, verse 12.
传道书二章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 12.
哦，我又转念啊，观看智慧、狂妄和愚昧，在王以后而来的人还能够做什么呢？只不过行早先所行的。因为这个所罗门王的所追求的可以是所能够达到的大概是空前绝后的啦。
What Solomon could achieve was things that were left over from the past.
胜过以前的所有众人。
And that is to say he surpassed everyone before him.
那以后来的人呢、啊、还能够啊胜过他吗？其实还是一样做他。顶多做他所做的。
So what can the people follow him do? Just more of what he did.
他最后他发现说啊当然智慧人比愚昧人好。
He concludes, of course, that wisdom is better than folly.
好像光明当然比黑暗好。
Just like light is better than darkness.
但事实上啊，啊，智慧跟愚昧啊，最后的结果都是一样。
But the outcome of wisdom and folly is no different.
那这个智慧人呢、啊，看起来好像比愚昧人强。
The wise seem to excel those who are foolish.
因为智慧人好像眼光明亮。
Because the wise have light in their eyes.
愚昧人好像生活在黑暗里一样。
And the fools live in darkness.
智慧人因为通达事理。
Because people are able to understand and perceive.
能够有智慧来应对啊，处理各样的事情。
The wise know how to deal with different matters.
所以能够改善他的生活环境。
And therefore, they're able to change their environment.
看起来好像比较好。
It seems that they are better off.
因为愚昧人啊，缺少智慧。
Because the fools lack wisdom.
所以比较容易受人利用啊，被人欺骗。
And therefore, they are taken advantage of more easily.
受人摆布。
And they are taking advantage.
但事实上说，他说智慧人看起来好像比愚昧人好，但是最后有一件事情会领导众人。
He says that although the wise seem to be better than the fools, in the end, something happens to all of them.
那个智慧人、愚昧人啊，怎样死？智慧人还是一样，离不开死亡。
In which the fool dies, also the wise dies.
所以死亡一临到了，你所有的东西啊，都跟你没有关系。
Therefore, when death comes to you, everything that you know or possess has no relation to you
anymore. 所以你比别人更有智慧啊，到最后的结果还是死掉了啊，什么都没有了。那你又强到哪里去呢？
Although you might be wiser and have more possessions than others, when you die, how are you different from those who died before you?
十八节以下谈到说，一切的劳碌啊，自己都不能带走。
In verse 18, we are told that we can bring nothing, for which we toil under the sun.
所以他说啊，我恨恶一切的劳碌。
Therefore, he said, I hated all my labor.
我在日光之下的劳碌啊。因为我得来的将来要留给以后的人。
All this labor under the sun because I must leave it to another man.
啊，那个人到底是智慧愚昧啊，都不知道。
And whether this person is a fool or is wise, we don't
know. 没有劳碌，却要享受我劳碌的结果。
He will not labor, but rather enjoy the fruit of my labor.
啊，所以一直啊，靠着智慧灵巧啊，一直累积。
Therefore, with the accumulation of this intelligence and
wisdom, 有时候劳累劳心啊，晚上都睡不着觉。
We are so worked that we cannot sleep at night.
啊，但是虽然这样，劳苦啊，累积出来的东西，有一天你走了。不能够带走，你就留给别人。
But even if you toil and gain much, when you die, you can bring nothing of this with you, and you leave it to another person.
所以他觉得说这样的劳碌又有什么意义呢
？So he thinks to himself, what is the point of it?
不过我觉得那个所罗门呢、啊，好像比较小气一点哦。
But I think that Solomon might be more stingy.
我们一般人讲说前人种树，后人乘凉嘛，哈、
前人种树，
前人种树，后人乘凉。
Someone plants and another enjoys the shade.
你种了树以后，不见得你种了以后你就自己可以享受。
That is
种了以后，长大了以后，以后的人就可以在那边乘凉。
That is to say, you sow the seed in order for a tree to grow, but someone else might enjoy the shade. That is for you.
不要说因为我们没有办法享受啊。就把它给砍掉了。
We cannot say that, because the tree is not from enjoyment,
I will chop it down. 前人造桥啊，后人就可以顺利啊，行路嘛。
Some people might edify a bridge to the convenience of others.
你不能够说啊，我没有办法享受啊，我就把桥又把它拆掉了。
You cannot say I built this bridge, but I cannot use it, so no one else can use it, so I demolish it.
我们一般人就是啊。累积一种努力啊，累积财富啊，目的就是给自己的祖孙嘛。
Most of the time, what we do is that we accumulate some wealth and leave it as an inheritance to our children.
当然，这个是一般人的观念呐。
This is the notion that most people have.
所以大卫曾经讲过说：“神啊，你不要让我跟一般人一样。”
So David once prayed to God, saying, "Do not let me be like others."
因为他们有了财宝。
Because when they have treasures.
然后得到这个财宝啊，留给他们的祖孙啊，他们就感到心满意足。
They feel fulfilled when they accumulate treasures and leave it to their descendants.
我所盼望的不是这些东西，我盼望说将来醒过来都说能够面对面见到神，那我就心满意足了。
But what I seek is nothing of this. What I really want is to wake up after my death and see God face to face.
所以父母亲为祖孙啊留一些财物啊，并不是不对的。
So it is not wrong that the parents leave wealth to their children.
他所感叹的就是说啊，我这么辛苦啊，累积这么多东西。
What Solomon finds unfortunate is that he works so much and accumulates so much.
到底以后的人啊，能不能啊继续的保有他
？He's worried whether people that follow him will be able to retain this wealth.
能不能去善用他
？Whether they would use it wisely.
真的。人家说富不够三代。
Some people say, the Chinese say that riches cannot go further than three generations.
所罗门那么富足。
Solomon was so rich.
但是到他的儿子罗班的时候一下子就全部把他毁坏掉了。
But in a short instant, during the reign of his son Roboam, everything was gone.
我曾经到中国去旅游
I once went to China, as a tourist.
到那个好像苏州吧，好像在苏州有一个庭园叫做拙政园。
And I went to a place in the Suzhou called this place was called 拙政。
因为那个苏州庭园很多嘛，哈。
And there are many gardens in 苏州。
那为什么叫拙政园呢
？Why is this garden particular called?
因为本来那个屋主本来是当官的。
Originally, when the earls were the officials there.
后来好像因为得罪了皇帝，就被贬官了。
And when he was an official, he offended the king and he was demoted.
所以他才说这个不。笨蛋才会去当官呢。
Therefore, the meaning of this garden's name is that only the foolish will become officials.
它叫拙政园。
And therefore, this is how the garden is named.
后来那个庭园真的弄得很漂亮。
The garden was arranged very beautifully.
听说他那个时候也很富足亭台楼阁山水都有在那个庭园里面，
It is said that this garden was arranged very well with ditches and irrigation and so on.
啊，但是那个屋主啊，他的儿子啊，后来就赌博赌输了，啊，的那个田野啦，整个就归给别人了。
But it is said that the son of this 屋主啊，in the end gambled the garden away。
啊，后来又归了好几个啊一个皇族。
So it became the possession of some other royalty.
后来那个地方啊，整理好又变成在接待一些大官的一个地方，很漂亮。
So later on, that garden became the welcoming site for officials visiting.
现在是开放啊，做观光。
Today is a public place that one can go and visit.
所以有时候啊，劳碌累心啊，一直累积啊。
So sometimes we toil and accumulate for ourselves.
事实上啊，人没有办法带走。
But nothing of this can be brought with us.
我们看24节。
Verse 24.
啊、这个是最后啊，所罗门呐、啊、想到神呐、啊。
This is when Solomon remembered God.
本来说啊，吃喝没有用啊。
He said that it's
一切的劳苦都枉然呢、啊。
All labor, eating, and drinking is in vain.
那他现在24节就改变了。
But in verse 24, there's a change.
啊，人莫强如吃喝，且在劳碌中享福。我看呐、啊，这也是出于神的手。25节。
25.
论到吃用享福，谁能够胜过我呢？26节。
26。
神喜悦谁啊？啊，就给谁智慧、知识和喜乐。唯有罪人，神属他劳苦，叫他所积、收集的、所堆积的，归给神所喜悦的人。啊，这也是虚空不空哈、哦。这里讲到说啊，神因为所有一切的万物万事都是从神来的。
So from here we see that all things come from God.
啊，所以一个人如果能够在劳碌当中享受劳碌的成果啊，就是神的祝福了。
If a person can in his labor enjoy the fruit of the labor, that is the blessing of God.
啊，所以能够在劳碌中啊来吃喝享受你劳碌的成果。啊、这是一种福气。
So it is indeed a blessing to eat and drink of the fruit of our labor.
啊、神喜悦谁啊？啊，给他聪明智慧，啊，给他有这样的啊喜乐的人生。
In him who God finds favor, he will grant a very joyful and easy life.
啊，那是一个犯罪的人啊，神说让他劳苦的结果啊，啊，归给别人来享用、啊。
But to the sinner, God's will is that his work and gathering are given to others to enjoy.
啊，所以是最后啊，因为他啊想到了神呐、啊，啊，才有这样的结果哦。
And this is because Solomon remembered about God, and that why
没有了神啊，真的劳碌吃喝啊，一切最后都徒然。
And he draws the conclusion that without God, any eating and drinking enjoyment is in vain.
啊，我们用很快的速度看第三章。
Let's quickly go to chapter 3.